This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downley. Here's today's headlines. Pesticide notifications will soon be law. Ag leaders fear ZEV truck mandates and more time sought on H-2A plan. DPR issues regulation to enact a pesticide alert system. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has drafted a new regulation to enact a statewide system for notifying the public ahead of pesticide applications. Environmental justice advocates have heavily pursued the concept, initially in Kern County and eventually gaining traction at DPR as well as the Air Resources Board. DPR Director Julie Henderson called the release of the proposal, quote, an important advance in increasing transparency and equitable access to information for all Californians. The regulation requires growers to electronically submit their standard notice of intent for an application. If that presents an undue hardship, the county ag commissioner could allow a farmer to submit a paper form. Fumigate NOIs would be submitted at least 48 hours in advance under the proposal, while other restricted materials would have a 24-hour notice. DPR would immediately post the information publicly. DPR is taking comments through January 12th and will host three workshops in December. Ag leaders sound alarms over Port of Oakland. An Assembly Select Committee held an informational hearing yesterday on the health of California's export industry. The prognosis from agriculture was not positive. Almond Alliance CEO and President Aubrey Betancourt anticipates that farmers will no longer ship out of the Port of Oakland despite its proximity to most processors. Amid shipping disruptions, the Alliance has found short-term success with shipping almonds by truck and train to Long Beach and other ports. Shipments out of Oakland have not returned to pre-pandemic levels, and ZEV truck mandates from the Air Resources Board are set to raise shipping costs yet again, according to Betancourt. She asked lawmakers to invest in modernizing the port's infrastructure. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen worried the added costs would lead to even higher food prices. He noted that the port has fallen from 4th to 10th for the number of shipping containers passing through its gates. Shipping delays have also contributed to widening gaps in international markets, where the U.S. is no longer the dominant supplier. That, according to Rain Thompson, Vice President of Government Affairs and Sustainability at Sunkist. FDA proposes ban on brominated vegetable oil in food. Food and Drug Administration has proposed banning brominated vegetable oil, BVO, in food after new studies found the ingredient used in some citrus beverages could cause adverse health effects. BVO is used in several sport drinks and sodas and authorized by the FDA for use, quote, in small amounts to keep the citrus flavoring from separating and floating to the top of some beverages, according to Jim Jones, FDA Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods. Currently, the ingredient is banned in drinks sold in Europe and Japan. California also recently passed a law prohibiting its use as a food additive. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Chlorpyrifos back in growers' toolbox following court ruling. In a major victory for grower groups, federal appeals court vacated EPA regulations banning the use of chlorpyrifos, which should allow the insecticide to continue to be used in agriculture. Instead of canceling all uses of the chemical on food crops, as EPA did in 2021, that in response to an order from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the agency could have instituted a partial ban, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis said in yesterday's opinion. The court found EPA disregarded its own scientists' findings by ending numerous uses of chlorpyrifos they determined were safe, a coalition of grower groups that had sued the agency said in a news release. The decision, quote, restores agriculture uses of the tool. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. House Ag Chair opened to year-long farm bill extension. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says he's concerned that a year-long extension of the 2018 farm bill will wind up delaying the Senate's work on new farm policy. But he's not ruling out supporting an extension of that length, which is what leaders of the Senate Ag Committee are pursuing. Thompson told AgriPulse, quote, I'm okay with the year. My concern with the Senate is they don't have to do anything until the year is up. He said he wants to make sure lawmakers are, quote, still leaning in and still doing our job. Thompson, in the meantime, insists he still plans to move a bill that has at least some Democratic support. But he has to sell Democrats on ways to pay for the legislation. One of the ideas, which involves restricting how USDA can do future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan, would save $20 billion. TFP is the economic model used to set SNAP benefits. Now take note, Iowa GOP Representative Ashley Henson, who is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers, also wants to see lawmakers finish work as quickly as possible on the legislation next year. Even if we have a one-year extension, our goal should be to get that new farm bill passed as soon as possible, she said. Newsmakers will be available later today at agripulse.com. Senators appeal for extended comment period on H-2A reforms. Some 28 senators, including one Democrat, are asking the Biden administration to allow more time for farmers to provide input on proposed new legal protections for H-2A workers. Any proposed regulatory changes to the H-2A program have potential ramifications for the entire American agriculture supply chain and food supply, the senators write in letters to the Homeland Security and Labor Departments. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance that our constituents be provided adequate time to thoroughly analyze this proposed rule and its effects on their operations. There are two proposals at issue. A Labor Department proposal would significantly expand protections for H-2A workers who may be terminated. It also would allow workers to have union members visit their homes and provides more timely pay increases. The comment period is due to close November 14th. The deadline for comments on a DHS proposal, which also aims to strengthen worker protections, that's November 20th. The Agriculture Workforce Coalition sent similar letters to DHS and DOL. Here's today's He Said It. We deserve the same sort of disaster relief as farming regions in the Midwest and the South. That California Representative Jim Costa in the AgriPulse Open Mic podcast. You can listen to the full interview in next Sunday's episode. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.